We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Drive. Big Sue. Woo. Big Sue. Woo. Big Sue. Raise your back. Come on, baby. Sweet 16. Let's get it.
Welcome back, Sue. We missed you, baby. Bro.
Welcome back. How was vacay, man?
The drive is live.
And into the house.
Oh, it's back. That's back too? Dang, man.
Welcome back, bro.
Oh, what a weekend, man. What a weekend.
Drive is live, and it's back and in color.
Winning is fun, boys. Winning is fun, man.
Tyler.
I love winning.
What kind of self-respecting person are you?
What?
Did he just jump in as an A&M fan? Did he just jump in like he's a Razorback?
It was coachable right there.
Wow. I've been practicing my calling the hogs,
man. I feel like other Aggie fans are just a bit disappointed in you. But
I'm not disappointed in the money they're winning me.
As I said, congratulations.
Thanks, Bob.
The gun. You got the gun, so you get to have a good time. As I see the text line is rolling through as well with their Pig Suey chant.
Hey, show.
There it is, baby. How about
Jayhawks going down.
Speaking of that old gal right there. Speaking of that old gal right there, show.
Feel like a lot of surprises are in order for me today. I don't know what's going on.
She's just got a little post-game message for us today. For you and a couple other folks.
I purposely stayed away from Linda.
Look, I thought I'd go ahead and bring this to you. Here's old Mama Sterner right here after that hog dub on Saturday night.
That's an Arkansas Razorback. And the Razorbacks just gave KU an ass-whooping and sent them back to Lawrence. And Goody, if you don't have anything good to say, I don't want to hear it. You got that? And show, I'm going to bring you some tissue to the studio on Monday for all that crying you're going to be doing. But I tell you what I will do instead of that. I will call in Monday and give you a recap on that ass whooping that we gave your Jayhawks. Just let me know which one you want me to do. And Sarah, please be good to my boy. Don't hold this against him. Okay? And you know what? We're going to see y'all at the Sweet 16. Go Hogs.
Which one you want? You want that tissue or you want a little bit of that? You want to call in and give you a little recap of that game?
Well, that's our Sports Radio 610 tournament update brought to you by TDECU.
I hate to tell you.
Find you
a few more excuses.
I purposely avoided Linda. That's the first time, because I was in a wedding, so sure. I didn't get to see any. That's the first time I've heard Brian Anderson on TBS finish that call. That's the first I heard it. Courtney
the Razorbacks survive and advance.
This is what happens. You deserve it. You get it. This is what happens. All right, we lost.
The Razorbacks survive and advance.
Hey, that's it.
From a Longhorn fan from the text line, Trailer Will and Frame text line, Woo Pig.
Come on, Ronald. Baby. Come
all right,
on.
Show.
Yep.
Okay.
Thursday night, where y'all want to watch that game at? Thursday night, where y'all want
to
watch that
I
game?
Know, I'm we'll, very we'll down
invite,
to watch it.
We'll,
I don't know.
We'll invite everybody out and watch
I don't think
it.
I have
I'll even let the KU fans come on through, man. I'll even let you come on over to our side.
I don't think I have it in me.
You ain't got it in you?
I couldn't watch any of those games.
Come on,
yesterday.
Man. Hell, it's been a week. I done missed you. You missed a bunch of the games?
I couldn't. Sunday, I couldn't. I watched. I'm not kidding you. We got home early yesterday.
Right.
I watched three episodes of Hometown. I caught the latest what is that mystery show we watched? Dateline on the Lorenzen Wright story. I went and watched 2 hours of that. caught up on some. I couldn't do it. I could not.
Did you see the hometown episode where the she bought her grandmother's house and she had to keep it the same?
Yes.
I had to tell grandma to jump in the lake on that one.
Yeah. I watched it. Yeah. So I couldn't do it. So, man, congratulations. I don't know. Hopefully I'm ready by then because the tournament is my favorite. And the Sweet 16 is hopefully I'm ready. I don't even know who Arkansas is playing.
Hogs are winners.
Who won?
UConn. Here's the deal. Here's what's beautiful.
I believe that.
Here's what's beautiful out here, show.
You kidding me?
And I know you may take this the wrong way, but the most beautiful thing about that Arkansas victory, that second one versus KU.
Like there's something bigger we can talk about.
Well, no, I mean, look, the biggest thing about it, I mean, is that they played with about – they won with about their C game. I mean, there is so much – they did show that. I'm just telling you, Anthony Black, big part of it, bum ankle.
Devo Davis didn't seem like he brought
Devo came through. Game. Thank the Lord for Devo Davis and thank the Lord for who'd you say he looks like, the lookalike? That Walsh looks like.
Oh, Charlie Villanueva.
I mean, he hit a three, and look, I mean, it was
Ricky Council.
Ricky Council came on late. That's my. He's probably my favorite, by the way.
Got to the line 11 times.
But man, they just they can be much much better. That's on the backside of that game. That's the only. I mean, I was stoked about the win, sure, but the backside of it was you can play much better basketball than that.
Surely.
Surely
you know Kansas didn't play their best. It's a 12-point lead in the second half. You can't do that. They choked it out. But they didn't just choke it out. Arkansas came and took it.
I hate to tell you.
Good. Yeah, and no excuses here. As Arkansas, I didn't think that Arkansas would be able to score enough in the second half when it was down 12. Didn't think an 11-0 run, they were capable of going on 11-0 run in 3 minutes.
Yep.
I didn't think that was going to happen, and I didn't think they would have the best player on the court. And Devo Davis was clearly the best player on the floor. Hell, even when he fouled out, I think he was still the best player on the floor.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.